Percy Harrison Fawcett wasn't chasing treasure when he disappeared into the Amazon in 1925. He was chasing vindication. At 57, with decades of exploration behind him, this decorated British colonel believed he'd found evidence of something that would rewrite history, an ancient, sophisticated civilization hidden in the jungle's green depths. He called it Z. The world called him mad. His disappearance sparked the greatest exploration mystery of the 20th century, consuming not just Fawcett, but scores of others who followed, perhaps 100 people dying in search of answers. What drives someone to stake everything on an idea the entire scientific establishment rejects? And what happens when the line between visionary and fanatic becomes impossible to distinguish? Fawcett's transformation from military surveyor to obsessed explorer began in 1906 when the Royal Geographical Society recruited him to map disputed borders between Bolivia, Brazil, and Peru. He approached exploration with military precision, mastering surveying instruments so quickly his instructor called his first celestial navigation attempt astonishing. But the Amazon changed him. During his first expedition, he witnessed the robber boom's horrors. Indigenous people hunted, enslaved, and worked to death extracting black gold. Yet amid this brutality, he discovered something startling. Tribes who'd retreated deepest into the jungle weren't primitive savages, but sophisticated societies with advanced agriculture, astronomy, and art. Prevailing scientific wisdom held that the Amazon could only support small hunter-gatherer bands. Everything Fawcett observed contradicted this. When he found the Magzubi, a thriving settlement of thousands with dome-shaped houses 70 feet high, he realized the jungle was hiding secrets far bigger than anyone imagined. The Amazon dismantled expeditions piece by piece. On the Rio Verde, Fawcett's team crawled half a mile daily through suffocating jungle, discovering a cruel paradox. The world's most abundant ecosystem offered no food. The forest floor was barren, animals invisible, waters poisoned. After a month of starvation, men began collapsing. Fawcett forced one onward at knife point. When they finally shot a deer, five men were too far gone. They died after reaching civilization. Fawcett returned to La Paz skeletal, telegraphing, "Hell Verde conquered." His approach to hostile tribes shocked companions but proved effective. Once, as arrows ripped through their boat, he ordered his men to drop weapons and play accordion, singing before wading toward attackers. The arrows stopped. Many called this suicidal. Fawcett called it destiny. The qualities making him exceptional, demonic fury, single-mindedness, immortality complex, made him terrifying to accompany. Fawcett's belief in Z wasn't mysticism, it was pattern recognition. In Ceylon, he'd watched jungle swallow Anuradhapara's ruins. If it happened there, why not in the Amazon? The evidence mounted with each expedition. Ancient rock paintings appeared on elevated ground hundreds of miles from habitation. Pottery shards with craftsmanship rivaling ancient Greece scattered throughout regions scientists claimed could never support civilization. Most intriguingly, Fawcett identified geometrically aligned paths connecting these sites, possible roads suggesting organized society. But the scientific establishment dismissed him. When Fawcett returned from World War I in 1919, university-trained specialists championed environmental determinism, the theory that the Amazon's poor soil made sophisticated civilization impossible. The Royal Geographical Society rejected his funding requests. Fawcett, 52 and running out of time, grew desperate. He secured funding through newspapers and John D. Rockefeller Jr., who contributed $4,500. In February 1925, Fawcett departed for Brazil with his 22-year-old son Jack and Jack's best friend, Raleigh Rimmel. It would be his final expedition. At Dead Horse Camp on May 29, 1925, Fawcett wrote his final dispatch. Jack thrived, but Raleigh suffered from infected feet, swelling, and jaundice. Entering territories controlled by warlike tribes, the Suyas, Kayapos, and Zavante, Fawcett offered Raleigh one last chance to turn back. He refused. They sent their letters with local guides. Fawcett's final words to his wife, characteristically confident, "You need have no fear of any failure." Then they vanished. The world obsessed over their fate. The Royal Geographical Society received hundreds of volunteer letters. George Miller Dyott's heavily publicized 1928 expedition claimed the Suyas had killed them, but his evidence collapsed. German, Italian, Russian, and Argentine teams followed. By 1934, Brazil banned unauthorized searches, though many continued illegally. The death toll reached perhaps 100. Nina Fawcett transformed into a detective, analyzing every scrap of evidence while refusing to accept their deaths. In her final years, she turned to psychics, dying at 84, demented and penniless in a Brighton boarding house. Their son Brian compiled his father's papers into Exploration Fawcett, which became an international sensation. In the 1950s, he mounted expeditions, dropping thousands of leaflets from planes asking, "Are you Jack Fawcett?" He never received a response. Decades later, the Kalapalo tribe revealed their oral history. Three Englishmen arrived at their village, hungry and tired. The Kalapalos provided fish and bread, receiving fish hooks and knives in return. Despite warnings about hostile tribes ahead, Fawcett insisted on continuing eastward. The tribe observed smoke from their campfire for 5 days before it vanished. "People always say the Kalapalos killed the Englishmen," they explained, "but we did not. We tried to save them." The most remarkable twist came through archaeologist Michael Heckenberger, who spent 13 years researching in the Xingu. He discovered massive ancient moats nearly a mile in diameter, dating to AD 1200, originally 12 to 16 feet deep and 30 feet wide. The landscape contained three concentric moats, a giant circular plaza, and sprawling neighborhoods. Straight embankments revealed roads nearly 150 feet wide, with wooden bridges spanning half-mile stretches. These were the dreamlike causeways Spanish conquistadors described, the ones Fawcett believed in and scientists dismissed as myths. Heckenberger uncovered 20 pre-Columbian settlements occupied between AD 800 and 1600, each containing 2,000 to 5,000 people, comparable to medieval European cities. The discovery upended traditional views of the Amazon's capacity to sustain civilization. Fawcett never found Z, but his intuition about the Amazon's hidden history proved prophetic. The lost city had been hiding in plain sight, waiting for science to catch up. In Barrado Garcas near the Roncador Mountains, religious cults still worship him as a god who discovered Z as a portal to another reality. Fawcett was right about the civilization, but wrong about nearly everything else: his invincibility, his methods, his certainty that destiny would protect him. His obsession consumed himself, his son, and scores of followers. Yet without that obsession, without someone willing to stake everything on an idea the establishment rejected, we might never have looked closely enough to find what was always there. Visionaries are often wrong in their specifics, but right in their essence. They see patterns others miss through willingness to believe when belief seems irrational. Fawcett walked into the jungle convinced he'd return triumphant. He didn't. But the city he imagined, sophisticated, geometrically planned, thriving against conventional wisdom, existed all along. Sometimes the line between madness and genius isn't drawn by being right or wrong. It's drawn by what you're willing to sacrifice to find out.